single one of our major donors came out publicly in support of me yesterday. The National Executive is united. The leader of our group in the House of Lords, the leader of our MEPs, the Scottish Committee, the Welsh Committee, the East of England Committee. I mean, I've never had support like it. There is one senior figure in UKIP briefing every single day consistently, and he's now moved on to there must be a leadership election, and that individual must make his mind up whether his future is with UKIP or not.
How do you bring together those viewpoints when there are different views being expressed? How do you bridge that divide now?
What, between two or three people and 47,000? Well, two or three people need to make their minds up. Is that, you know, are their futures with UKIP or aren't they? What is clear is the sheer level of support for me in UKIP has never been... frankly, it's astonishing. And to read the ludicrous headlines in some of today's newspapers makes you realise that actually this is really about a Conservative attempt and a Conservative lobby to try and destabilise UKIP and to use one or two people within who are disaffected.
I mean, some of them are saying your position's untenable and that you should go because this is becoming a personality party.
Yeah, I repeat, the National Executive unanimously support me. The leader of the MEP group supports me. The leader of the House of Lords group supports me. I have had every single major donor, all of our biggest donors ever in the history of UKIP, all publicly came out yesterday. I mean, it's very difficult to get more support than I've got. And even Patrick O'Flynn, who made some personal comments that weren't particularly pleasant, said he 100% supports me as leader. There is one person within UKIP agitating for a change and for a leadership election. He hasn't had the courage to break cover, but he must make his mind up. Is his future with UKIP or not?